coming along this weekend, Friday night and Saturday afternoon at the Kroc Center in their normal formula of doing things. And they have some Grieg, they have some Beethoven, and they have some Brahms, the double concerto played by Philip Baldwin. And my guest today in the studio, Mika Hood, the cellist. And so we're going to begin with some cello playing from Mika Hood. I forgot the, this is the Casado. It's the first movement of the Casado and accompanied cello piece.
Thank you.
Live in our studio, the cellist Mika Hood playing the opening of the Casado piece for unaccompanied cello. And Mika Hood, who's also the principal cellist of the Coeur d'Alene Symphony and many other things. Good morning, Mika, and thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And what's the actual title of the Casado piece that you were just doing?
It's a suite for solo cello, and it's three movements. There's a prelude that I just played, and then two other movements that are dance movements, like in a Bach suite, but they're Spanish dances.
Sure. And yeah, who was Casado?
He was a cellist and composer born in Barcelona. He was mostly famous as being a cellist, but he also wrote a lot of music. And he was like Kreisler in the sense that he wrote a lot of pieces that were imitations of other composers. I really like this piece that I just played because it's true Casado. You hear the Spanish influence in his playing. And also his teacher was Pablo Casals, who brought the Bach solo suites to the 20th century audiences, and so he was heavily influenced by that, and so he followed that same format.
And Mika Hood, and thank you. It's Casado. We accent the first syllable. I've been saying that wrong all these years. Thank you. Anyway, you are here living in North Idaho, I presume.
Yes.
You're making a life in North Idaho. I need to hear all about this.
Well, I actually live up in Sandpoint.
Uh-huh.
I moved here a couple of years ago. I had just finished my master's in Indiana, and my boyfriend was living in Sandpoint at the time. And so when I finished school, I moved out here to be with him. And I didn't know how permanent it would be, but I just love it here. It's so beautiful. And I've been lucky enough to find some performance opportunities and some teaching. And so I'm making a little career for myself.
And I imagine there was probably room for a cellist and cello teacher in North Idaho. Did it seem so?
Yes, it seems so. I have lots of students, almost too many.
Well, talk about that. Do you teach only in Sandpoint?
No, I teach in Sandpoint and in Coeur d'Alene. And I also, in Sandpoint, I teach at the Sandpoint Waldorf School. Mm-hmm. I do strings and orchestra there.
And they're kind of famous for having a significant string program, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And so it's been a real honor to be a part of that and grow into that. You know, I was a performance major, so I didn't have that music education mm-hmm. background, but it's been a wonderful learning experience, and they're very supportive of everything that I want to do with them.
And then the Coeur d'Alene Symphony needed a cellist. Is this your first year to be principal cello there?
Well, last year was my first year in the symphony, and I was just in the section. And then partway through the season, the previous principal, Max Held, he moved to Boise. So I auditioned for the spot and got it.
Right. And so talk a little bit about the Coeur d'Alene Symphony, because it's just doing really well, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I was so excited when I moved here to hear that there was a symphony mm-hmm. In Coeur d'Alene. And you know, it's a mostly volunteer orchestra, and with that, the quality of the orchestra is just unbelievable. To listen to the performances, you would never guess that most mm-hmm. of them have day jobs that aren't music. And so it's been a real honor to play with them, and I'm just so thrilled that I'm able to be a part of it.
Nice. And then what about the Brahms Double? Have you ever played it before?
I haven't. It's been quite a challenge, but a good challenge.
Yeah. And you're doing it with Phil Baldwin, who's the concert master and whom we also know for his teaching at Whitworth. Talk about it, because, you know, you don't otherwise have a Brahms concerto, and other than the Dvorak, you kind of don't otherwise have a romantic concerto. So talk about its place in your repertoire.
That's true. Well, it's kind of an interesting piece, because as I've been doing my research on it, I have realized that Brahms didn't have a whole lot of help writing it. His good friend and violinist, Joachim, the two of them were not talking at the time. They had a big falling out, and so he wrote the Brahms Double as sort of a reconciliation with him. But because they weren't friends at the time, he had no help writing it. And Brahms writing for strings is notoriously difficult, and specifically for the cello. When I see Brahms cello music, I sometimes think that it's piano music. It's just written in a very pianistic way that it's sometimes very difficult for the cello.
You have to move around a lot of string crossings and things like that.
Yeah, and stretches that are just a little bit too big for your hand. And so it's been quite a challenge in that way. And then rehearsing with Phil has been a different kind of challenge, just because there's so much stuff together, but then also, you know, I'll play one passage and then he repeats it back. And so you just have to have very similar musical ideas and be on the same page so that it's a cohesive piece between two people. You have to almost feel like you're one.
Yeah. And it's probably been a real pleasure to do that with Phil, hasn't it?
It has. Yeah.
And so so right now this is working for you in your life. You got out of graduate school and had no job, and musicians notoriously have no jobs and everything. So is this working pretty well?
Yeah, I think so. At some point I would like to be performing more because that was my focus. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy playing chamber music, and so finding a chamber group to play with regularly would be ideal. But, you know, all musicians have to teach, and I really love teaching, and all of my students are just a joy to teach.
That's really nice. Yeah, Mika Hood, who's one of the two soloists, along with Phil Baldwin, on the Brahms Double Concerto. And also with us is Jill Cathy, so come up to the mic, Jill. And you guys are doing the Beethoven Sixth Symphony, the Pastoral Symphony, but you're being extra environmental about it, aren't you?
We are. Apparently, we are using photographs that Chip Phillips, who is also a musician, but in addition to that, he's a wonderful, recognized photographer.
Especially a nature photographer.
And so the Pastoral Symphony is one of the first programmatic kind of symphonies. And so you can sort of envision all these beautiful nature scenes, and we're going to help you out with that.
So, and then you're opening with one of the Peer Gynt suites, or
no? We're doing the whole four movements. Mm-hmm. So, of course, the morning is the one in every Warner Brothers cartoon, and it starts with the flute and the oboe. And I do play the oboe in this, so it'll be really exciting to play that very well known solo with our wonderful flutist. Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of that suite, and then the Brahms, as we said, and then going out with the Beethoven Pastoral Symphony. So it's a big, significant concert.
It is. I was just listening. The oboe gets to be one of the birds in the Pastoral Symphony. So I thought, I'm supposed to be a quail, and I thought I should maybe look up quail sounds. And so I did go on YouTube to see how I should be playing
or go
the
outside,
little quail noises.
Or go outside your house in the country. Jill Cathy, and earlier Mika Hood, Coeur d'Alene Symphony, which is at the Crux Center on Friday night, 7:30, probably, and Saturday afternoon at what time? At 2:00. So in its finale concert.